Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I had said that I would try to put something together, perhaps on Facebook Live, for you all to watch. However, I couldn't quite get that to work out because the internet connection wouldn't reach all the way into the sanctuary, so I do apologize, but I thought that since we have our life by the word of God, and we do not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, that hearing would be just as good as seeing. So what we're going to do is, I have an order of service that is actually for families at home. It's in the hymnal. It is on page 298 of the Lutheran Service Book. I've made a copy of that page with permission from CPH, and I will put it on our website so that it can be downloaded and you can use at your discretion for your family devotions, but also to follow along with us here. And I will read a passage from the scriptures that would be the basis for my sermon tonight, as usual, and we'll go from there. So, let us begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord Almighty grant us a quiet night and peace at the last. Amen. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praise to your name, O Most High, to herald your love in the morning, your truth at the close of the day. The reading is from 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 11 through 16. But as for you, O man of God, flee these things. Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called, and about which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. I charge you in the presence of God, who gives life to all things, and of Christ Jesus, who in his testimony before Pontius Pilate made the good confession, to keep the commandment unstained and free from reproach until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he will display at the proper time. He who is the blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, who dwells in unapproachable light, whom no one has ever seen or can see, to him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. When the Apostle Paul was exhorting Timothy to a life of Christian faithfulness, he told him to fight the good fight of faith, to take hold of the good confession, to take hold of the eternal life to which he was called and about which he made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. And then Paul charges him, in the presence of God, who gives life to all things, and of Christ Jesus, who in his testimony before Pontius Pilate made the good confession, to keep the commandment unstained and free from reproach until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, St. Paul says, just as Jesus made a good confession in his testimony before Pontius Pilate, that young Pastor Timothy is to make a good confession in his life and conversation before those whom he serves. And that is what our Lord desires for us also, that we would follow Timothy and Jesus in making a good confession, fighting the good fight of faith, taking hold of the eternal life to which we were called. For our Lord, Jesus Christ, is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That means that He is the great King, the most kingly King, the most lordly Lord. There is no King above Him, in other words, and no Lord above Him. Our God, our Lord Jesus Christ, is sovereign and in control. And we see this happening right before our eyes. We see the power of God as it unfolds in this pandemic, that in a matter of months, the world has been brought to its knees. Indeed, we've even canceled gathering together out of concern for those most vulnerable. But everything that our Lord does, He does for our good and for the good of our faith and for the building up of His church to help us know what that good confession is, so that in our lives and conversation, we may put it on display. Our King is King of a kingdom that is not of this world. And He is King not by exercising His reign as most kings exercise it, by the power of the sword. He does it by the power of His voice, by speaking the truth. And the truth which He speaks, the truth which our King Jesus testifies to, is this: that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, in whose name His believers have everlasting life. That is the core of our good confession. And what is more needed in our current circumstances than to know that we have a King who does not ask us to die for Him, but a King who gives His life for us, that we may live, and that we may live abundantly. And that is the good confession. That is what we are to present in our life and conversation. That because Jesus died for us, is raised for us, lives and reigns for all eternity for us, that so shall we live, reign with Him in His kingdom, which has no end. Let not your hearts be troubled at this time. Fight the good fight of faith, trusting in His promises and letting your life and conversation reflect that we have everlasting life and salvation in our King of Kings and Lord of Lords. May God bless you this night and all nights, and as you move forward in faith, to confess it before men, and He will confess you before His Father. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people, Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. O God, whose glory it is always to have mercy, be gracious to all who have gone astray from your ways, and bring them again with penitent hearts and steadfast faith to embrace and hold fast the unchangeable truth of your word. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. O God, you desire not the death of sinners, but rather that we turn from our wickedness and live. Graciously behold your people, who plead to you and spare us. Withdraw the scourge of your wrath, and be moved in mercy to turn away this pestilence from us, for the sake of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Visit our dwellings, O Lord, and in your great mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. For the love of your only Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have graciously kept me this day, and I pray that you would forgive me all my sins where I've done wrong, and graciously keep me this night. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.